Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. As the U.S. economy in general starts to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic, many American women are being disproportionately left behind, in no small part because of caregiving responsibilities. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressed the topic in a virtual summit. Vice President Harris.
We want to create an economy in which care is readily available for all of those who need it. We want to ensure caregivers are treated with dignity and respect.
The new nearly $2 trillion COVID relief bill provides tens of billions of dollars for child care providers, but many low-wage child care jobs, held overwhelmingly by women of color, vanished last year. Speaker Pelosi.
Supporting our caregivers is an economic necessity, ensuring that no one is forced to choose between caring for a loved one and earning a paycheck, and then losing their financial security if they have to stay home to provide care.
And as COVID closed schools, other women left the labor market to take on caregiving roles at home. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer is asking schools to hold off on in-person classes and sports competitions as her state faces a dramatic surge in COVID-19 cases. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reports.
Whitmer acknowledged in a Friday press conference the situation is dire. She requested a two-week moratorium that would keep students and staff from meeting in person. But she says there's little the state can do if people choose to ignore health and safety advice.
To be very clear, these are not orders, mandates, or requirements. A year in, we all know what works, and this has to be a team effort.
Nevertheless, many public health professionals are urging the governor to tighten restrictions, despite the fact that would inflame tensions with GOP leaders who fought her restrictions in the legislature and the courts. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta.
Michigan currently leads the nation in COVID-19 cases. West Virginia's legislature is set to pass a bill that would regulate needle exchange programs for the first time in the state. June Leffler of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
Senate Bill 334 requires operators of needle exchange programs to obtain a license, offer treatment referrals, and have a plan in place to reduce needle litter. Local elected officials also have the authority to prevent or shut down any program operating in their town for any reason. Syringe service operators would have to keep a stricter count on the number of needles given out, which operators say would shut out participants that can't return every needle they take. Needle exchanges have been heavily debated in communities where some residents don't want to welcome the programs in their own neighborhoods. Bill proponents say this makes syringe programs more accountable. Opponents say it would only further politicize the life-saving work of health professionals. For NPR News, I'm June Leffler.
This is NPR. The Supreme Court is barring California from enforcing a pandemic rule that limits religious and non-religious gatherings in homes to no more than 3 households. A lower court ruled the restriction was constitutional because secular and non-secular groups were treated equally. People are heading back to the cinema, and Godzilla vs. Kong is now the biggest box office hit of the pandemic era. NPR's Bob Mondello has more.
Last weekend, the Monster Mash had the biggest opening of the pandemic.
Godzilla.
Now it's the biggest pandemic movie, period.
Kong bows to no one.
With $60 million in the till, as of Friday, Godzilla vs. Kong has passed the total North American gross of the previous pandemic champ, Tenet, which finished its U.S. run at $58.5 million, and it did it in just 7 days.
There was a war, and they're the last ones standing.
By the end of the weekend, this Clash of the Titans has a shot at beating Tenet's worldwide grosses as well, this despite the fact that Godzilla vs. Kong has been streaming at home from day one. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
A cluster of severe storms swept across the southeast early this morning, bringing down trees and power lines and destroying buildings in the Florida panhandle. In Panama City Beach, Florida, a house and a convenience store were leveled by a possible tornado, and a roof was ripped off a brewery in Pensacola. The storm sent heavy rains and gusty winds to Louisiana and Mississippi and dumped large hail in Alabama. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.